maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Magandang araw. Welcome to SBS Filipino. I'm Mark Liabres, and on today's installment of Talking Sports, I have the Vice President of Philippines National Rugby League, Mr. Paul Shudi. Mabuhay.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. Last time we spoke to you, we found out a little bit about you and what you're doing here for the Philippines National Rugby League. Tell us, why you're in Sydney.
I'm down in Sydney, or back in Sydney, for the Asia Pacific Rugby League Confederation referees and coaching education scheme that they're putting us all through for the minor countries. It benefits us by giving us the power to go back to the motherland, back in the Philippines, to train up our local coaches and referees, and that way they can also go into the schools and teach the kids and all about safe play and teamwork and nutrition.
Are you by yourself? I understand that Al Tesoro, one of the representatives of the domestic comp in the Philippines, actual player and organizer of the Philippines domestic comp, was supposed to be. What happened? What are the reasons why he's not here?
Well, unfortunately, Al had dramas with his immigration, with his visa not being successfully passed by the Australian Embassy, which is very, very disappointing and unfortunate, because Al's done tremendous work over there in the Philippines, and he's a very outstanding young man and somebody everybody can look up to and follow in his footsteps.
So it was an immigration issue.
Yeah, they said that because his work that he does back in the Philippines had no resemblance to what he was doing here in Australia, there was no need for him to come. But it was a bit hard because he's just a volunteer and gives his time, his passion and his own funding just to get this off the ground over there, which is very, very sad.
So how was he going to get here? I understand that the NRL, or the International Rugby League, was going to fund him to come here.
Yeah, it was all fully funded, and Al was very excited. He just got his passport renewed, so he was looking forward to getting over to Australia and enjoying this.
How does this benefit Philippines Rugby League? And more to the point, how does this affect the Philippines National Rugby League?
Well, it helps us to give our players more confidence, and they learn the game, because we tend to forget, unlike the Fijis and Tongas, and that they've played rugby league for some time now, whereas back home in the Philippines, they're starting off from scratch. Like, some of them only touched the football for the first time last year and had their first pair of footy boots. And it just helps them to get more education and more confidence, because they're all excited about growing NRL in the Philippines. And it also helps them to get into the schools and with the orphanages as well, just to teach them about teamwork and give them some hope and something to aspire to in the future.
So it has a massive effect, even a ripple effect. What can you bring back to the Philippines with your experience here?
Oh, I'll be going over there in July and teaching all the local players and that, giving them the coaches' certificate, those that want to do it or think themselves as mentors and that. And I'll probably mostly be concentrating on the refereeing, because it's not a glorious job. You don't get any compliments. You only get told when you do stuff wrong. But at the end of the day, it's what keeps the players safe on the field and creates a spectacle for the fans and that, because you could have a referee that just blows his whistle all day and it's just, well, you walk away filthy from the game that the referee ruined it. But, yeah, we'll be getting over there with my other board members and teaching them.
So is this the first time the Philippines has represented in the Asia-Pacific AGM?
Yes, absolutely. It's really big for us, and just the thought that we're getting included in things like this now is unbelievable, and it's, well, I don't know how to say it. It's probably better than Lego.
What about, what have you been doing? I've seen a lot of activity. What have you been doing recently, and what are your plans for the next 12 months?
I'm still in my rehabilitation from my arm surgery, so I should be back on the field in about 3 to 4 weeks, which is looking good. But in the meantime, I've been working with a sportswear company, a new one from India, that are trying to get into Asia now, and they're doing a bit of promotional work with some modelling and that for them. And I've also been working with our Asian counterparts with Thailand and Hong Kong, and I was over in Thailand for their Hong Kong Nines just a couple of weeks or last month, and it was really great just to start building those bonds with the other Asian countries. Well, the key to making it grow, I think, comes from this week's education work, because the more coaches you have, the more players want to get involved, and then the more officials you have, the better game it is and spectacle, because we all know that the NRL and rugby league is a great spectacle, one of the best, probably the best ball code in the world, football code in the world, and the toughest, that's for sure. But apart from that, 12 months, the domestic comp, we've still got our four teams. We've got more team people interested, but we're just going to keep it at four teams for now, because we don't want to, like flood the market. We want to sustain it and really build and make people want to play and be a part of. We're talking with some sponsors, some big companies in the Philippines at the moment about coming on as naming rights sponsors and setting up like a field for our players to play on, because in the Philippines there's not too many ovals that we can just go kick a footy around on and that. So commercially it's very beneficial, and in the next 12 months we the boys in the Philippines are teamed up with the Philippines Touch Football, and they're doing a beach touch comp in June, helping them out. That's a good way of helping getting new players on board, male and female. Then they will be having a nines competition, which will be great for new players just to dip their toe in the water, really, because it's not a lot of running around and not that physical. That'll be in July, and then the domestic competition will kick off again in October.
That's great. You guys seem to be very busy. Last time we spoke, I asked you if you could sing the national anthem for us. Jake Letts, you know, GM for the PRFU, a little bit of stiff competition. He did sing for me. What about you?
I picked up
self-proclaimed karaoke champion.
I picked up a bit of a flu down here in the city. This cold weather's not good for me, so I don't want to.
Okay. Thanks for coming on the show, and connect with us with sbs.com.au/Filipino, and we'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks for having me.